Good afternoon, everyone, and happy Sabbath, and greeting to guests that we have visiting with us. My first experience in keeping the Sabbath, my father, along with my sisters and I, we kept the Sabbath from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m. I don't recall how we came about that conclusion, but in a short time, maybe less than 6 months, we, through reading material from the Worldwide Church of God at that time, we found out that the Sabbath began at sunset Friday and ended at sunset Saturday. But one of the things that we did to make the Sabbath special was that my father would send, would ask my uncle to bring a dozen of donuts back on his shopping on the Sabbath morning. And he usually would be gone for maybe 2 hours or slightly more. And upon his return, we would have donuts, something that we didn't normally have during the regular week. And that made the Sabbath different than the rest of the week to us. God wants us to take special time to worship Him. That is what the seventh day of the week, provides for each of us. That is one of the things that makes it special. It's special because God included in one of His commandments, the fourth. Quoting from the United Church of God booklet, The Ten Commandments, remember the seventh day to keep it holy. The fourth commandment to remember the Sabbath concludes the section of the Ten Commandments that specifically helps define a proper relationship with God, how we are to love, worship, and relate to Him. It explains why and when we need to take special time to draw closer to our Creator. A key to our relationship with our Creator. Let's turn to Exodus 20, and we read verse 8 through 11, where we are told to rest and worship God. Exodus 20, verses 8 through 11. Verse 8, remember. Notice that the word remember is telling us to listen up or to make sure that we remember an important part of the Sabbath command, to remember. If we don't keep it, we'll forget it. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you nor your sons nor your daughters, nor your male servant nor your female servant, nor your cattle nor your stranger who is within your gate. Everyone that is in under your control, if we have hired servants, they take the day off. They don't work. The cattle, decades ago, most people live in an agricultural society where they use animals to farm with. And many decades ago, we used mules and horses. If you're a Sabbath keeper, all those animals rest on the Sabbath. Verse 11. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the seventh day, and He hallowed it. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The Sabbath, the seventh day of the week, was set apart by God as a time of rest and spiritual rejuvenation. What makes it special? It is holy time that God has set apart. We have a unique opportunity this weekend in that we have a double Sabbath. This is only the this will be the first time, and the second time we'll be doing the Feast of Tabernacles, where we attend service on a Sunday. And as Corey talked about, he talked about the Pentecost, a very special day that God gave the Holy Spirit to a select group of people. 2 weeks ago, my wife and I attended my family reunion. It was a special celebration. My wife and I attended the Sabbath service in the area. We spent most of our day at Sabbath service because we, at that location, they had a Bible study and a potluck. On the other hand, my relatives, it was not a special day for them. They spent the day visiting the beach or visiting South Beach or shopping or sightseeing in the area. To us, it was holy time. It was a time not to do our own thing. Studies have proved that we as human beings need a day of rest. Some say that they cannot afford to take time off. They need the money. And if possible, many would work 24 hours a day, but our bodies will not stand that. On our calendar, the Sabbath begins at sunset Friday and ends at sunset Saturday evening. Many will ask, why the seventh day? Why not Monday? Why not Tuesday? Or why not Friday? How can our relationship with God benefit any more from reserving a particular day than any other day? Many of us who were around 20 plus years ago, we were told that the Sabbath wasn't important. It was done away with. We could do whatever we want to do on the Sabbath. And many in our society would scoff at taking Saturday off because it's a day that many enjoy sports activity or business or other activity. Why should that day be different? Isn't this a symbolic commandment, one never meant to be taken literally? And didn't Jesus Christ ignore this commandment, leaving us free from the burden of keeping it? That's what some would say. These questions represent some of the most widely assumed and long-held belief about the fourth commandment. But God's command is simple and easy. And it's easy to understand what we understand that God has to open the mind for that understanding to come. So why is this command so frequently ignored, attacked, and it is reasoned away or explained away? Could it be because the challenges to the Sabbath command or generated by the God of this world? After all, this being wants us to accept these views because he hates God's laws. He does all he can do to influence us to ignore and reason away God's way of life. Not many in our society grasp the extent of society's indoctrination by Satan as the real God of this world. We can read that in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4. He has deceived the whole world, most of mankind, as we can read in Revelation 12 and verse 9. The whole world falls prey to his influence. Let's turn over to 1 John 5 and verse 19. 1 John 5 and verse 19. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. Satan's objective is, and has always been, to destroy the relationship between the true God and humanity. He wants nothing more than prevent us or humanity from developing a loving relationship with their Creator, which is the purpose of the fourth commandment. He wants to prevent us from reaching our incredible destiny in the God's family. Quoting from an article written by Mr. Gary Petty titled "Missing Out on a Blessing," he states that we all need rest. The fourth commandment states, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." Physical and emotional and spiritual rest are what we as human beings need. To ignore these is to sow the seed of anxiety, illness, laziness, and depression. Can we imagine a day devoted to rest and worship? No business, no calls, no painting of the house, no lawn chores to attend to. Imagine a day with extra time to share with your family without the deadlines and pressing appointments. Even television shows with intense soundtracks and graphic scenes can leave our minds and even our bodies exhausted. Imagine a day where everything is shut out, the noise, the violence, and the preoccupation with making money. And you can experience real, true peace. Jesus said in Matthew 11 and verse 28, Matthew 11 and verse 28, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." A little later, in the same account, he explains in Matthew 12 and verse 8, "For the Son of Man is even Lord of the Sabbath." The Sabbath is a time to experience rest for the body, mind, and to renew our relationship with God and His Son. For some, it may be daunting to think of spiritual rest dedicated to reflection on our needs for God and of thinking about what is important in our day-to-day life. Sometimes it's easy to fill each waking moment with career, house, car, or entertainment than to deal with our own nature. It's easier. That is until the results. It results in consequences of broken relationships, emotional breakdown, and spiritual emptiness that takes its toll on us. The Sabbath is special in that it is a day of renewal. The Sabbath isn't intended to be a day of idleness or a day of sleeping or reading a book or watching television. It is a time, among other things, to gather together with other Christians to worship God. In our hectic society, even church services often have become a matter of convenience rather than a vital element of life. Some churches broadcast their worship services on short-range radios so people can sit in their cars in the parking lot dressed for whatever activity they have planned for that afternoon. Then as soon as the worshipers or the services end and they hear the last amen, they dash off to their whatever they are pursuing. God, through the prophet Isaiah, remind Israel of the Sabbath original intent, and also us. We read that in Isaiah 58, verse 13 through 14. Isaiah 58. verse 13 and 14. Verse 13 of Isaiah 58. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words. Verse 14. Then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth and feed you the heritage of Jacob your father. We may ask ourselves, what activity are we doing on the Sabbath? What we talk about, how we act, how we conduct ourselves. What we should, or ask ourselves, what should we refrain from doing on the Sabbath? Is what I'm doing glorifying God? Is it enhancing my relationship with God? Some may get upset about dress, but we as a church are not a church of do's and don'ts. If we are of the royal priesthood, as 1 Peter 2:9 states, we are to dress in our best, not Sunday, but Sabbath wear. We read of examples of the priests in the Old Testament, in Leviticus. They had to dress a certain way. If they didn't dress the way God designed or God ordered them, they would lose their life. You can see the example of Aaron's two sons. As I said, the Bible, the Sabbath is not a day of rituals as the Jews practice. To the Jews, the Sabbath is a centerpiece of their observance for the week. Quoting from causebad.org, what is the Sabbath? Referring to the Jewish Sabbath. It states that there are 39 things that you cannot do on the Sabbath. I only copied a few of them. You can't drive. You can't turn on lights on or off or operate electrical appliances, including a telephone. No cooking. Carrying on in the public domain, defined as public areas outside of an enclosure. The Sabbath is a day of dedicated to revitalizing our relationship with God in both private and congregational services. It is important to understand that God didn't design the Sabbath day as a day of religious restriction, as I just said about the Jewish religion, where there's a lot of do's and don'ts. We don't have that. The Sabbath is a time of physical, emotional, and spiritual renewal. The Creator says we should recognize this day for what He intended it to be, a delight. If I were to ask how each person in here kept the Sabbath, I probably would get that many different answers. But what I'm getting at is we can't judge each other how each other keep the Sabbath. The most important point is what we do in glorifying God. Is it enhancing our relationship with God? If we would take care of that, there shouldn't be any problems. Someone questioned Jesus about healing a man on the Sabbath, and he answered in Matthew 12, verse 11 and 12. Matthew 12, verse 11 and 12. Matthew 12, verse 11 and 12. Then he said to them, "What man is there among you, verse 11, who has one sheep, and if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not lay hold of it and lift it out?" Verse 12, "Of how much more value then is a man than his sheep? Therefore it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." Many times some of the men here travel to various areas outside of Tampa to speak. And a few months ago, I was on my way to Ocala. And usually I fill the vehicle that we're going to drive with gas on Friday or Thursday. But for some reason that weekend, I forgot. And I didn't remember until I was on I-75 headed to Ocala and looked down and saw that the tank was half, the gauge said the tank was half full. What was I to do? Turn around and come back home and call Ocala or Mr. Shaby and say, "I can't make it"? No, I made the trip. I had an obligation to take care of, so I had to make the trip. Or if we are traveling to from Tampa to Fort Myers or Vero, we have to fill our tank up early or before sunset. It's preferable, but sometimes because we are human, we forget. And if we are doing good on the Sabbath, we are permitted to purchase gas or whatever, because you have ministers that travel in between two different church areas, and which may be in some cases over 200 miles. Or let's say if you're a sport fan, I love watching basketball, especially those guys, Klay Thompson and Seth Curry, making three-pointers. Now, I'm not going to watch it. Game was on last night. It's not going to enhance my relationship with God to watch it on the Sabbath, so I'll catch it on the rebound. We can help renew our life with another person on the Sabbath by visiting a sick or elderly person. Giving time to others takes our thoughts off of our own problems and bring rest to a troubled mind. Such action put God's way of life into action, in James, referring to James 1 and verse 27. Observing the Sabbath sets the tone for the week or for the next week. With rested minds and bodies and a renewed relationship with God and Christ, a person is energized to reflect Christ in the coming 6 days. The week is the framework that God uses when he told mankind, "6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you do no work." According from Exodus 20, verse 9 through 10. By everyone planning our time according to a weekly structure, we can get control of the whirlwind that begins to balance our activities. We can schedule our time throughout the week for work, family, meals, exercise, household chores, and personal Bible study and recreation. The weekly schedule also gives us a goal and its completion. Biblical days, as we all know, begin at and end at sundown. The Sabbath gives us the promise of emotional, physical, and spiritual renewal. As the Sabbath approaches, it's time to forget work problems, mortgage payments. It's time to shut out the noise of the pressure cooker. If we forget to to lock a door, if you forget to sign out, those things sometimes can linger in our mind as the Sabbath approach. Well, we have to reside in our mind to deal with it another time. At the creation of the Sabbath, God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it because he rested from all his work and when he created the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath, according from Mark 2 and verse 27. The Sabbath was created by God as a blessing to humanity. Preparing for the Sabbath helps to make it special. God freed ancient Israel from slavery in Egypt. As the Israelites traveled to Mount Sinai, where God gave them the Ten Commandments, the descendants of Jacob's 12 sons faced a food shortage in the barren wilderness. Through Moses, God told them he would miraculously supply all their daily needs. The Israelites would call the edible and nutritious substance they found every morning manna. God also instructed them to gather extra manna on the sixth day so they wouldn't have to work on the Sabbath. Human nature, being what it is, some people went out on the seventh day to gather manna, but it wasn't there. God responded in Exodus 16 and verse 28. Exodus 16 and verse 28. Exodus 16 and verse 28. And the Lord said to Moses, how long do you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws? Verse 29. See, for the Lord has given you the Sabbath. Therefore, he gives you on the sixth day bread for 2 days. Let every man remain in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. Here, God teaches Israel, ancient Israel, an important concept of preparing for the Sabbath, something that we can learn from also. It's easy to spend the day before the Sabbath in a frenzy of activity, only to collapse at sundown. We can avoid this if we start the physical and the mental preparation earlier. Begin early to make the Sabbath special. Sabbath evening is a great time for family dinners with favorite recipes and special china. In a sermon that Mr. Petty gave recently, he stated that he always planned a special Sabbath meal for his children when they were young to help them to remember the Sabbath. He described that his typical day back, some years ago, would start out at 7 o'clock or 6:30 in the morning, where he'd put the kids in the car and in their night clothes and wake them up about an hour later and feed them some cereal and then get them dressed for services. And then he would give the message, counsel, and do other things in the local area, and then put them all in the car and then drive to the next area. So there was no time other than talking to them in the car. So Friday night was special, where he could go over everything, things in the Bible, and teach them, because the Sabbath was a very busy day for him. This is a perfect occasion to invite a widow or family to share a Sabbath meal. We can be creative in selecting Bible games and crafts for younger children to help them learn more about their Creator. It is also important to prepare ourselves emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally for the Sabbath. We need to think about the Sabbath so we can prepare it properly. As we come home from work at the end of the week, we can take time for prayer. Ask God to relieve us of our burdens and help us experience the holy time He created for our renewal. All this takes work because we live in a very hectic society where our attention can be snapped up rather easily. The Sabbath is also special because it is a memorial. In addition to the practical blessings of Sabbath keeping, God teaches us an important lesson through our observance of the seventh day as holy time. The Sabbath stands as a weekly testimony to God as Creator. Some may ask, but wasn't the Sabbath given only to the Jews? The fourth commandment states that God hallowed the Sabbath at the beginning of creation, before there was a distinction between the Israelites and the Gentiles. Jesus didn't claim the Sabbath was made only for the Jews, but God said it was made for man. When Jesus declared himself the Lord of the Sabbath, he showed that the Sabbath as a day to focus on what God is doing through his Son, Jesus Christ. Humanity turned their back on its Creator. The result is sin, the breaking of God's law, and the disregard for His will, which caused death. Humanity's only hope is redemption. Redemption is God setting us free from the enslavement of sin and death. Since we human beings can't save ourselves from death, God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us, which makes eternal life possible. The Sabbath stands as a memorial to the redemptive work of God that God is doing through Jesus Christ, the Lord of the Sabbath. Many in our society are missing out on this special gift from God. Is our life so hectic that we don't have time to experience that spiritual rest with Christ? Instead of cramming every day with exhausting activity, it is time to start enjoying the day God set aside for each of us to rest and to renew our relationship with Him. It's time to begin celebrating the Sabbath. Quoting from a sermon given by Mr. Gary Petty, titled, he lists a list of practical points. Number one, we are to participate in a holy convocation, as Leviticus 23 and verse 3 states. We are a holy people on a holy day, assembling by invitation. Let's read Hebrews 10 and verse 24 and 25, a familiar chapter and verse, Hebrews 10, verse 24 and 25. Hebrews 10, verse 24 and 25. Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, so much the more as you see the day approaching. We ought to be involved with one another. We must assemble together. Quoting from the Life Application Study Bible, on comment on verse 25, to neglect Christian meetings is to give up the encouragement and help of other Christians. We gather together to share our faith, to strengthen one another in the Lord. Difficulties should never be an excuse for missing church services. Rather, as difficulties arise, we should make an even greater effort to be faithful in attendance. And we live in a society, in a world that within a matter of hours or a matter of days, things can turn so upside down to we will need to lean on one another. That day is fast approaching. Another point is, it's not a day of buying and selling. And we read that in Nehemiah chapter 13. Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 14. Nehemiah 13. Nehemiah chapter 13. Well, let's start in verse 15, where Nehemiah tells Judah what they did in the past. In those days, verse 15 of Nehemiah 13, I saw people in Judah trading wine presses on the Sabbath, bringing in sheaves and loading donkeys with wine, grapes, figs, and all kinds of burden, which they brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. And I warned them about the day on which they were selling provision. Verse 16. Men of Tyre dwelt there also, who bought in fish and all kinds of goods, sold them on the Sabbath to the children of Judah and in Jerusalem. Verse 17. Then I contended with the nobles of Judah and said to them, what evil thing is this that you do by which you profane the Sabbath day? Verse 18. Did not your fathers do this? Did not our God bring all this disaster on us and on this city? Yet you bring added wrath on Israel by profaning the Sabbath. As a church group, we don't go out shopping at Walmart or Target or Home Depot. Many in our society that attend church service on Sunday, we see them in Walmart or Home Depot dressed and are shopping for whatever. That their Sunday observance is only an hour, and the rest of the day they are free to do whatever they want to do. Another point is, we must be careful how we observe the Sabbath. As I said earlier, I enjoy watching a basketball game, but I cannot watch it on the Sabbath because it's going to take away from observing the Sabbath. It's going to come between me and God. Why are we doing what we are doing? Is it necessary? Is it necessary to take a trip to Miami to attend a concert on the Sabbath? We all have to think what we are doing. Meditate on what we are doing. Is it glorifying God? Is it edifying our relationship with God? As Mr. Petty said in his message, we face different issues today than decades ago, or even centuries ago. We don't get in a horse and buggy and travel 50 miles to attend Sabbath service. We get in an automobile and we are there within a half hour, 45 minutes. And we are blessed here in this country, whereas in Africa, some of the brethren, it may start out Wednesday or Thursday to get to the place to attend Sabbath. They have to ride a taxi, then they have to walk, and then they have to hitchhike or whatever to get to Sabbath service. and it may be only a distance of less than 100 miles. We all in the Church of God, we live in a world that lives or does not understand God's way of life. We look at the world around us, the theory of evolution, which the world and everything in it develops from nothing. It dominates the thinking of the most highly educated. Most scholars scoff at the idea that their creation requires a creator. Even many professing Christian scholars accept this point of view. Observance of the seventh-day Sabbath, however, keeps those who faithfully obey the Ten Commandments in constant remembrance of their Creator. And they understand that there is a real Creator. We read in Hebrews 11 in verse 3. Hebrews chapter 11 in verse 3. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. That faith is nothing less than an unshakable confidence that the Bible was inspired by the Spirit of God and accurately reveals how the world and humankind came into existence. God revealed few details about how he created the universe, only that he did create it. Observing the Sabbath brings that fact to the forefront of our minds every week. God does not want us to lose this understanding. So we must continue to keep it every week. If we don't, we will lose it. He knows that everyone who neglects this knowledge loses sight of who and what he is. That is how critical this knowledge is. That is also why the weekly observance of the Sabbath is so important to our relationship with our Maker. It keeps us in constant remembrance that we worship the Creator of the universe. The Sabbath is also a continual creation. It is special in that way. The Sabbath is not simply a reminder of the past creation. God finished the physical part of his creation in 6 days. However, the spiritual part is still on the way. The Sabbath is the primary day on which the spiritual creation, the creation of a new person in Christ, takes place. As the Apostle Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The new spiritual creation is internal, in the heart, the character of each person. It begins when you put off concerning your former conduct. The old man, which grows corrupt according to deceitful lust. This is in Ephesians 4, verse 22-24. Put on a new man, which is created according to God in truth, righteousness, and holiness. The new person is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created us. In reference to Colossians 3 and verse 10. Spiritual character cannot comes solely by our own self-will. The old person will inevitably succumb to the weakness and pulls of human nature. That is, if we will ourselves to do something. As Apostle Paul states in Romans 7, verse 18 and 19, Paul sums up the weakness of mankind. Romans 7, verse 18 through 19. Romans chapter 7, verse 18 through 19. Paul says, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells, for to will is present within me, but how to perform what is good I do not find. For the good, verse 19, that I will to do, I do not do, but the evil I will not to do, that I practice. God himself creates holy and righteous spiritual character in each of us. He reshapes our thinking and gives us the will and power to resist our nature. Paul confirms this, telling us that it is God who is at work in you, enabling you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Philippians 2 and verse 13, reading from the NRV, the New Revised Standard Version. As I conclude, what makes the Sabbath special? Here's a partial list. We as human beings need time to rest and be rejuvenated. The Sabbath is a memorial. It stands as a memorial to the redemptive work God is doing through Jesus, the Lord of the Sabbath. It is also special in that it is a day of renewal. It is a day dedicated to revitalizing our relationship with God in both private and congregational worship. It is also special in that it is a day of continual creation, spiritual creation. The new spiritual creation is eternal in the heart and the character of each person. Have enjoyed the remainder of the Sabbath and have a good feast.